Hey everyone, welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've got a really meaty topic to dig into today. You sent in a lecture from Dr. Robert A. Peterson.
Right.
And it's from his series on humanity and sin.
Yeah.
And Dr. Peterson, as you might know, he's taught at a bunch of different evangelical seminaries.
Mm.
And he's really getting to the heart of why this whole doctrine of humanity, why it's considered like the bedrock, you know, the foundation of Christian theology. So that's what we're going to be doing in this deep dive.
That's right.
Really trying to understand Peterson's main arguments. Like, what makes this area of study, this doctrine, so important for all of us?
Well, I mean, when you think about it, the doctrine of humanity, it might seem like, well, yeah, it's about us.
Right.
But what Peterson really gets at here is that it affects everything. I mean, it affects the way we see God, the way we see ourselves. It affects our purpose. It affects, you know, where we're headed. And and so he makes a really strong case for why this isn't just another topic in theology. It's a foundation. It's a cornerstone.
So let's dive right in.
Yeah.
Peterson, he starts off talking about the epistemological importance of different doctrines.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts, like, right at the top, the doctrine of Scripture.
Right.
So why does he see our understanding of Scripture as being so foundational? Like,
yeah.
Why is that at the top for him?
What Peterson really focuses on here is the fact that the doctrine of Scripture, it's kind of like the foundation, because it's the way we learn about everything else in Christian theology.
Yeah.
So where do we learn about God?
Rest.
You know, where do we learn about humanity? Mm. Where do we learn about sin?
Yeah.
About Christ, about salvation, about the church. Mm. For Peterson, the answer is Scripture.
Yeah.
And he very clearly comes down on the side of sola scriptura, you know, Scripture alone.
Okay.
As the ultimate rule book. It's not a book among many.
Right.
It is the essential book.
But sola scriptura, that doesn't mean that we just ignore everything else, like
yeah.
reason or tradition.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
He actually does touch on that nuance.
He does. He's very careful to say that we don't operate in isolation.
Mm-hmm.
So sola scriptura doesn't mean that we just discard reason or tradition or our own personal experience.
Yeah.
He acknowledges that we use reason to interpret the Bible.
Right.
He acknowledges that we are all influenced by some form of tradition.
Okay.
And that our own experience comes into play as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the key point he makes this over and over again is that God's word is elevated.
Yeah.
God's word is the authority, the final authority.
Okay.
And so all the other doctrines, they're understood through this grid, you know?
So it's like the lens that we see everything else through.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, he also, just kind of briefly, he touches on the ontological importance of the doctrine of God, which mm-hmm. is that God is the foundation of being,
mm-hmm.
As well as the redemptive importance of Christ and the existential importance of salvation, the relational importance of the church, and the historical importance of eschatology, which is our understanding of the end times.
Right.
So those all sound pretty important too.
Oh, they're all huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when we talk about the doctrine of God being ontologically important, we're talking about, you know, the fact that God is the ultimate reality,
mm-hmm.
the source of all things, the sustainer of all things.
Right.
The redemptive importance of Christ, that's talking about his role in our salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Existential importance of salvation. That's its impact on our lives.
Yeah.
Right here, right now. The relational importance of the church. That's talking about, you know, a community of believers.
Yeah.
And then eschatology, the historical importance of it. That points us to our destiny.
Mm-hmm. To the culmination of God's plan.
Okay.
So he touches on all of these, and they're all really important, but then he focuses in on the doctrine of humanity.
Okay. So with all those other, you know, huge doctrines, why does humanity stand out?
Yeah.
What makes it so special in this lineup?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting, I think.
Yeah.
Because what Peterson argues is that the doctrine of humanity, it completes our understanding of God's work here on earth. Because humans, they're the apex of God's creation.
Right.
He even mentions an intriguing idea, he says, from Robert C. Newman.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure. He doesn't go into a lot of detail here, but it has to do with the way in which we're made in the image of God.
Okay.
And the way in which that offers us a unique way of learning about God.
So it's like by understanding our own design, we get a glimpse into the designer.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's kind of a really neat way of thinking about it.
And the image of God, I mean, that's a huge concept, right? It's massive. It is absolutely central to Christian theology. And what Peterson emphasizes here is the uniqueness of the biblical claim, you know, in Genesis 1, 26 and 27, that humans are created in God's own image and likeness.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he argues is that by studying human beings, by studying the roles that God has given to them, we can gain insights into God himself.
Okay.
So this what I like to call the image mirroring idea, you know, that we can actually, by looking at ourselves, learn something about God.
Okay. So by understanding ourselves, we get a certain way to understand God.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, what about the connection to Christology, this study of Christ? He makes a big point about that link as well.
Yeah, this is absolutely crucial because, you know, the Bible teaches that Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, he took on human nature.
Right.
This is what we call the incarnation.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, because Jesus is fully human, a proper understanding of human nature, it's absolutely essential for understanding Christ.
Okay.
And Peterson, he stresses the importance here of distinguishing between what he calls essential humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So that's humanity as God created it.
Before the fall.
Before the fall, yeah.
Yeah.
Versus existential humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Our current, what we also call empirical humanity.
Yeah.
You know, humanity as it is now, after the fall.
So that's like the difference between like the ideal and then the reality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so we have to keep that in mind when we're thinking about this.
Okay. And it's kind of a two-way street, right? Because studying Jesus's humanity, that also reveals something about what we were supposed to be.
Right. Because, you know, our current experience of humanity, it's marred by sin. Right. It's distorted. But when we look at Jesus, who was fully human, but without sin,
mm-hmm.
we get this clearer picture of God's original intention. So it's a less flawed reflection.
Yeah, it's like looking at a dirty mirror.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then you get to see the clean mirror.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now he also says something really interesting about humanity being like a gateway.
Mm-hmm.
to understanding other doctrines like the incarnation itself,
right,
or the atonement, even the existence of the church.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work?
Well, if we think about it, as Peterson lays it out, you know, if God hadn't created human beings, there would be no need for the incarnation,
right?
God becoming man.
Yeah.
In the person of Jesus. And there would be no need for the atonement, Christ's death on the cross.
Yeah.
You know, things like regeneration,
mm-hmm.
our spiritual renewal, justification, you know, being declared righteous in God's sight.
Yeah.
Those things wouldn't even exist.
Yeah.
Even the church as the community of those who are redeemed by Christ wouldn't exist. So a correct understanding of humanity, It's foundational because it shapes our view of what we need.
Yeah.
It shapes our view of how God met those needs.
Mm.
And it shapes our view of our destiny.
So it's like the first domino.
Yeah.
That sets everything else in motion.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's foundational.
Now, he also says something about, and this is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
He says that in studying the doctrine of humanity, we are both the student and the subject.
Yeah.
So that's kind of different.
It's very unusual because, mm-hmm. you know, when we study God or even Christ, we are the observers.
Yeah.
But with the doctrine of humanity, we're looking at ourselves.
Right.
So it's personal. Mm-hmm. It's introspective.
Yeah.
He does make a connection here with soteriology.
Right.
You know, the study of salvation.
Yeah.
In that also involves us. But here it's even more so. And what this means is that our understanding of ourselves, our anthropology, it influences our theology.
Yeah. It's like our own experiences and biases like color how we see things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And especially when we're the subject matter.
Right.
You know, it's hard to be completely objective.
Right.
When you're looking at yourself
right.
in the mirror. So he makes that point.
And then he kind of moves on and he talks about this convergence of biblical revelation and like fundamental human concerns.
Mm-hmm.
So can you talk a little bit about why that intersection is so important?
Sure. What Peterson points out here is that the doctrine of humanity, it's where what the Bible says about us meets the questions that people have always been asking about themselves.
Right.
You know, and he makes the point that there's almost universal agreement on the fact that we exist.
Yeah.
You know, so even if someone doesn't believe in God, they still know they're a human being.
Right. We all know we exist.
We know we exist. So that makes it a really good starting point for dialogue.
Yeah.
Even with people who might be skeptical.
Right.
You know, and he also points out that even though, you know, we live in a society where, you know, humanism is very popular.
Yeah.
And people reject authority.
Right.
You know,
anti-authoritarianism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Human beings are still really concerned about themselves.
Yes.
You know, they're concerned about their well-being, their place in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so discussions that start with that shared humanity, they can very naturally lead to these bigger questions.
Okay.
About our purpose.
Mm-hmm.
About God.
Okay.
And things like that.
Now, he also talks about the growing significance of this doctrine of humanity and all these different intellectual disciplines,
mm-hmm.
Because so many fields are really focused on understanding human nature.
Right. And this is a big deal.
Right.
Because what Peterson highlights here is that there's been this huge growth of interest in understanding humanity.
Yeah.
Across all these different fields. So you've got the behavioral sciences,
yeah.
business, medicine, psychology, sociology, anthropology, political science.
It's like everyone wants to figure out how people tick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what's really interesting is, you know, even fields like business and
yeah.
medicine, you know, which you wouldn't necessarily think would be all that focused on the human factor,
yeah.
are now really recognizing that that's important.
Right.
You know, and so it's really a sign of the times.
And all this kind of focus on human nature and human behavior,
mm-hmm.
it often leads to these really tough ethical questions.
It does.
Right. He touches on that as well.
Yeah. Because, you know, the more we study human behavior,
yeah.
the more we study human motivations,
mm-hmm.
the more we end up asking these questions about how we should live.
Right.
About what's right and wrong, mm-hmm. you know. Things like, you know, the value of material prosperity
mm-hmm.
versus education.
Right.
Or the balance between economic security and freedom.
Yeah.
These are all ultimately questions about human nature.
Yeah.
And what we think is good for human beings.
Right.
And so this creates a really important opportunity for Christian theology to engage in these discussions.
Oh,
but it requires us to have a good understanding of both the biblical view and the secular view.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Peterson, he goes on to talk about what he calls the present crisis in human self-understanding.
Mm.
So what are the big factors that are contributing to this crisis in his view?
Well, he lays out several different things that are kind of interconnected.
Yeah.
The first is the struggle that young people have in discovering their identity,
yeah.
you know. He talks about how, you know, in some cases, parents haven't done a good job of instilling values
yeah.
in their children. He even talks about, you know, parents who come from different religious backgrounds
yeah.
and they try to be neutral.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, that can lead to a kind of agnosticism
yeah.
in the children. And then he also talks about the declining influence of traditional institutions.
Yeah.
Like the church, the university, even the state.
Right.
And how they've in some cases become hostile to traditional values. So young people are left asking these really basic questions like, mm. who am I?
Hmm.
What's life all about?
Yeah.
Where is the world going?
It's like they're unmoored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
they're adrift.
Okay.
So that's the first factor.
Okay.
The second factor is the loss of historical roots.
Okay.
Peterson is very concerned about the idea that history is impractical or irrelevant.
Hmm.
You know, something we can just dismiss.
Yeah.
He argues that a strong understanding of history,
yeah.
it's crucial for understanding who we are, both individually and as a society.
Right.
The rejection of traditions, he says, it leads to this lack of understanding of our own identity.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he brings in Christianity mm-hmm. and he says, you know, Christianity offers an answer to the question of where we come from,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
that we are creatures of God.
Yeah.
Accountable to him.
Yeah.
That we find our meaning in him,
mm.
that we're made in his image for fellowship with him.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Peterson is saying that forgetting where we've come from
yeah.
makes it impossible to know who we are.
So that sense of origin is really important to understanding who we are now.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And then the third factor he highlights is the impact of all these traumatic things that are happening in our national life.
Right.
Things like, you know, political assassinations, terrorism, wars, you know, school shootings, all of this, it contributes to this crisis of self-understanding.
Mm.
And Peterson points to the contradiction, you know, of human beings that we're capable of these amazing things, you know, but we're also capable of such terrible things.
Right.
And he talks about, you know, the rise in crime, the social tensions. He contrasts this idea of humans as almost gods with our capacity for just incredible cruelty.
Right.
And so he says, you know, all of this, it demands that we look carefully at what it means to be human.
Yeah. It's such a stark contrast.
It is.
Yeah. It's really unsettling.
Yeah.
But then Peterson, he connects all of this to how we approach ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So how does our view of humanity really impact how we try to help others, you know, how we try to minister to them?
Well, this is where it gets really practical.
Okay.
Because what Peterson shows is that different views of humanity lead to different approaches to ministry.
Yeah.
So, for example, if you see human beings as primarily physical creatures driven by biological needs,
right,
then your focus in ministry is going to be on meeting those physical needs.
Right, like food and shelter, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, providing food, shelter, comfort.
Mm-hmm.
If you see humans as primarily rational beings, then you're going to emphasize intellectual arguments, logical justifications.
Okay.
You know, education initiatives.
Right. It's like the, you know, politicians are always talking about education.
Right.
Yeah.
And Peterson actually makes the point that's often a mistake.
Okay.
You know, because you can't just educate people out of their problems.
Right.
You know,
there's more to it than that.
There's a spiritual need there.
Yeah.
If you see humans as primarily emotional beings,
mm-hmm.
then your appeals in ministry are going to be emotional.
Right.
You know, and if you see humans as essentially sexual beings,
right,
then you're going to prioritize sexual adjustment, mm-hmm. you know.
Okay.
So the point here is that your view of what it means to be human, it shapes everything.
Yeah.
And it shapes your goals.
Yeah.
And it shapes your methods.
Okay.
So
we've got to get that right.
We've got to get that right.
Yeah. Okay. Now, as this particular lecture that we're talking about comes to a close, Peterson, he kind of teases us a little bit.
Yeah.
He says he's going to talk about all these different prevailing images of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the key conceptions that he mentions?
Well, he throws out several really prevalent ones.
Right.
So he talks about the view of humans as machines,
mm-hmm.
as complex animals,
right.
as primarily sexual beings,
right.
as economic beings, you know, defined by their work and their consumption, as existential pawns, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of adrift in a meaningless universe, as fundamentally free beings, emphasizing radical autonomy.
Yeah.
And as social beings, you know, defined by their relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes the point that the Christian understanding, it touches on all of these.
Okay.
But it's not identical to any one of them.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really interesting to see where he goes with that.
Yeah. It sounds like a whole other deep dive.
It is.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So to kind of wrap things up for this deep dive into Dr. Peterson's lecture,
mm-hmm.
what would you say are the big takeaways about the importance of the doctrine of humanity in Christian theology?
Well, the core takeaway is this, you know, the doctrine of humanity, it's not just one topic among many.
Mm-hmm.
It is foundational.
Yeah.
And it's vital for so many reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's epistemologically connected to the doctrine of Scripture.
Hmm.
It gives us this unique way of understanding God.
Right.
Through the image of God.
Yeah.
It's crucial for understanding Christ. It helps us understand other doctrines like salvation and the church. It puts us in this unique position as both the student and the subject.
Yeah.
And it's the point where biblical revelation and human concerns meet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, really important.
Yeah.
And it has all these implications.
Okay.
For how we live and how we minister to others.
Yeah, it's not just about understanding ourselves in isolation. It's about understanding ourselves in relation to God, in relation to everything.
Absolutely. Right? It's about our place in the created order.
Yeah.
It's about our purpose.
Okay. Well, this has been a really insightful look at this doctrine of humanity.
Yeah.
And why it's so important.
Peterson does a great job.
Yeah, he does.
Of laying out the significance of this.
Yeah, he does. And I think it's really relevant for where we are culturally.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, we live in a time where people are asking all these questions about identity and meaning and purpose.
Yeah.
So this is huge.
Okay. Well, with all these different perspectives on human nature that we've been talking about, what aspect of being human do you find most defining?
Yeah.
And how does that shape the way you see the world and your place in it?
Mm-hmm.
That's something to think about.
It is.
Okay. Well, this has been a great start.
Yeah.
To exploring this topic.
It's a big one.
It is a big one.
Yeah.
And I think we'll probably have to come back to it.
I think so, too.
But for now, thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.